Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Sunday, 26th of January, the Church had the opportunity to commemorate St. Titus. Commemorating how the early Church followed Jesus, remembered Jesus and what he said as taught by the apostles and eyewitnesses and those they appointed to keep the message going, before the New Testament was written and even afterwards, and each generation discovered through faith the wonder that Jesus wasn't stuck in time, moving further away, but was always with his people, just as he said, is a good thing to do. The early church, confronted with Jesus and his grace and presence, had to work out what to do in practical terms in towns and cities. Day-to-day discipleship in the Roman Empire. How to meet together and with whom. There were no instruction manuals or legislation libraries dropped down from heaven to consult. There was faith and grace and the presence of Jesus and love. And it's all rather messy, I think. Faith active in love usually is. But there needed to be agreement too. An organizational history emerges about the first big issue. The relationship between Jews and Gentiles and their faith. Jesus died for all, so the Gentiles were included. And Titus, a Gentile pastor or bishop, is part of that story. But this commemorating is an arbitrary thing. Today is a product of liturgical committees of Lutherans watching what the Roman Catholics did. Knowing this fact doesn't make the commemorating less important, but context shouldn't be ignored. Does it matter that some Lutherans commemorate St. Titus and others don't? Not really. We attend to things, remember them, keep learning more about history, because they speak of us and to us today. The 26th of January is also Australia Day. I had no choice in the country of my birth, and its landscape, attitudes and history are part of my identity and impact my other identities. Christian, husband, father, pastor, British, in all sorts of ways, most of which I'm not aware. Everyone else has an accent, not me. Commemorating Australia Day is also an arbitrary thing. The remembering of the arrival of Captain Arthur Phillip was originally known as First Landing Day or Foundation Day, and it wasn't until 1935 that all Australian states and territories used the term Australia Day. And it wasn't until 1994 that all states and territories began to celebrate Australia Day consistently as a public holiday. This observance isn't without its controversies, past and present, and is most keenly felt, I think, if people regard Australia as only 232 years old and the history of the prior 40,000 years is unknown or forgotten. At commemorations, speeches often seek to draw people and their communities together. When we're in groups, doesn't matter much which, any other group is viewed cautiously or with suspicion. I understand my sinful self well enough to understand why we act as we do in groups. Nevertheless, I hope for more harmony, not less harmony. I hope the same for the church, which continues, it seems, to fragment and fragment. We confess that the church is one, and it is. But that doesn't stop the question. What will the Christian landscape look like in 2120? That will be the church of my grandchildren and great-grandchildren. For both the church and the world, the only true hope is to stand under the cross. Australia has the Southern Cross permanently in her skies as an aid memoir. It isn't a matter of remembering Jesus, for he keeps coming to serve us. Titus pointed to him. Preachers and teachers point to him today. Then when we've listened, recalled, remembered, received, met Jesus, because he comes to us, we can go out into our lives, no matter how messy, and follow him. Let us pray. Almighty God, you call Titus to the work of teacher, pastor, and bishop. Make all shepherds of your flock diligent in preaching your holy word, and all the members of your flock diligent in sharing the good news of Jesus, so that we and the whole world may know the presence and blessings of our Lord Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.